have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I did. Thanks for asking. It was mind-blowing. It went by fast as usual. But yeah, it was still mind-blowing. That's amazing, huh? We have you can get involved right now by calling 888-775-3773. 888-775-3773. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. I'll get to it in a minute. It's a brand new biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, you just can't sit and watch the whole show, you would love to, but you got to go and do whatever it is you got to do. Go out, work out, run, walk, whatever. You can podcast the show and still listen on your phone. On your phone, anywhere in the whole wide world. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Monday. Not only does rainy days and Mondays build me up always, but because we love the ladies and we take their calls as they come in on Mondays. First, we take all calls, but the ladies as they come in, because Mondays is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? A whole bunch of lies, more than you can ever imagine until you start to wake up to know yourself. You're going to be stunned. It's like, I can't believe I've been lied to all my life. All my life. But you can overcome if you want to. Only if you want to. It is a spiritual battle. And you can win this battle if you want to. Or you can stay in your misery if you want to. You have a right. All people have a right to stay in their misery if that's what they want. Isn't that amazing? God, His Son Jesus, and no one else should bother you about wanting to be miserable, because you have a right, and no one has a right to judge you for that. And or you have a right to overcome your misery if you want to. And you can. You, I, and every human being on the planet can overcome misery if they want to. It's up to you. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Yesterday, fellowship, oh, Lord. At the end of that meeting, I had no energy. It was on fire. The men and the women there appears to be seeking, trying to find their way back to the Father. A lot of questions, a lot of comments, and a few there gave up. It sounds like they don't really want it. They have a right not to want it, really. And you and I have a right not to judge them. You shouldn't, because most people love their misery. I have a brand new biblical question for this week. But last week, we dealt with last week's biblical question yesterday in the fellowship. And last week, biblical question last week was, why do you refuse to give up your false feelings? More than one. Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Very interesting response. Though we didn't get a lot of time to deal with it because it just, the media started out on fire and it just went all the way through. But why do you refuse to give up your false feeling of life? And false feelings of life is fake happiness. You know how sometimes a situation happens in your life and you feel happy. That's a false feeling. You fall in love, or you feel loved, or you feel happy, a false feeling. Then you feel sad, or you feel angry. You go from high to low, false feelings. You have fear, and you worry, false feelings. You think of the past or the future, and you get some type of feeling. You get a thrill. False feelings of life. You compete with others. You are in competition. False feelings. A feeling of winning or losing. False feelings. You set a goal for yourself. And you're like, I'm going to meet this goal. And you get a thrill for working on trying to meet a goal. False feelings. And you get happy if you think you met the goal. And you get sad or angry when you think you've not met the goal. or you can't. False feelings. False feeling of who you think you are. Whatever identity you're taking on, Christian, Allahu Akbar, or atheist, or drug addict, alcoholic, homosexual, lesbian, transgender, or so-called non-binary, whatever that is, whatever identity you're taking on are false feelings of life. Trying to be rich or trying to be poor or trying to be light or try all false feelings. I can go on and on and on. All false feelings of life, false identities, and you suffer and you cry at night when you take them on. What a sad way to live, huh? You'd rather live with a bunch of false feelings than to be free. And the reason you refuse to let them go, to give them up, because you don't want to. You love them. And if anyone tried to tell you that you can overcome them, you can let them go and be free, you get mad. You attack. Gossipy, revenge, jealousy, suicidal thought, all false feelings. Thinking that you know who you are, false feelings. Why don't you let them go? You refuse to let them go. Some people are working on overcoming them, men and women, around the world. I deal with them all the time. But most people are not. It has always been that way, and it shall always be that way, where most people will not, do not want to let go of their false feeling. Anger is probably the leading one. Anger / resentment, both are the same. False feelings. And human beings love anger. Really, they think they really need anger in order to respond to life or deal with life. If I am not angry, how would I defend myself, they say. If I'm not angry, how would I protect myself, they say. They do not know that you don't have to be angry in order to live a life. All false feelings. And human beings get angry so fast, makes your head want to, makes you swim in the head. And they hold on to it. You say, no. It wasn't meant that way. Uh-uh. They're going to hold on to that anger anyway. It's a thrill. It's a false feeling. Because when they are having all these different false feelings, they hold on to them, number one, because they want to. And number two, they say, well, who will I be if I didn't have my feelings? Who will I be if I didn't have my false feeling? Who would I be? I'm not letting this go. Who would I be and what would I be if I didn't have an identity? What a sad way to live. But I understand it. And so why do you refuse to give up your false feeling of life? Because you don't want to give it up. You don't want to give it up at all. Isn't that amazing? And you cry at night with your false feelings. And you have fear. And you're shy. And you're scared. Amazing. You have no love. Human beings avoid of love. And it doesn't matter what religion you belong to. Religious people, all religious people, have no love. Zero love. I've never met a religious person that had love. In all my born days, I've never met one religion, and I've been around the world, almost around, not every part of the world, but been around, and not once in my entire life have I ever met a religious person that had love. They all have anger. They all have false feelings of love. I've never met one. Isn't that amazing? Not one have I ever met that don't judge. No wonder hell is on earth inside of human beings. You could be of heaven on earth or hell on earth. And as long as you hold on to your false feelings, you're going to be hell on earth. It'll be hard for you. It'll be miserable. So check out yesterday's fellowship. You can podcast it by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It's also sad for the lack of, for the sake of communication, to see what mothers are doing to their children. And they say they're doing it out of love. Even though the kids fight against it. No, leave me alone. Stop. They insist on destroying their children and feeling good about it by calling it, love. That is the darndest thing I ever seen. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen in my whole born days. Human beings are evil. You are dealing with evil nature inside of others. Don't judge them. They can't help it. It's not them, but it's evil that made a home in them. It's sad. Brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. It's a doozy, too. And eventually, I'll tell you how I came up with this biblical question. This week, biblical question. You ready? How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on a couch instead of the other way around? I'm just blown away by that. How is it that she can make the man go sleep on the couch and he just does it? And if she's the one mad and don't want to sleep with you, she should go to the couch. How is it that she's able to make the man go to the couch and he just does it? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? How is it that a wife can make a man, her husband, sleep on the couch instead of the other way around in his own home? Amazing. That's the brand new biblical question. A spiritual battle. So, some of you may have heard that the great white hope, Donald Trump, some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they hold rallies around the world for the king. Some people call him Daddy. They say Daddy is home. I call him the Great White Hope. Amazing, huh? Well, there is a war going on in Iran. And the president said that he's doing it because these people building nuclear weapons or something like that. And so before they attack us, he attacked them. And it's still going on right now. He said it may last about a month. He's not sure when it will end. But it's happening still. And according to News Nation, we have some ladies, late updates about what's happening over there. News Nation is reporting. A 7th U.S. service member has died from their injury after Iran retaliatory strikes. U.S. military officials announced. Officials said the service member was seriously injured during an attack on U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia on March 1. This is from CBS News, Evening News. What's this?
Jerika, good evening. The U.S. and Israel have warned that this is a new phase of the war and that it would intensify. And now, for the first time, we are seeing Israel and the U.S. going after critical Iranian infrastructure.
A cloud of sooty smoke is blanketing Tehran after Israel targeted what it said were the regime's primary fuel depots overnight, igniting a fire that lit the city orange and even rained down oil droplets. Drivers on this highway forced a detour around the flames. And this video appearing to show gutters erupting in flames racing down the street. The Red Crescent says over 1,300 Iranians have been killed in 1 week of war. And tonight, a chilling warning from CENTCOM, urging Iranians to stay home because the regime is, quote, knowingly endangering innocent lives by firing missiles and drones from places like schools and hospitals, which could then be targeted by the U.S. and Israel. Though pummeled for 8 straight days, Iranian drones still squeezing through air defenses in the Gulf, one turning Kuwait's Social Security building into a tower of flames. Dubai's airport also hit this weekend.
Oh my God.
And Iranian missiles piercing Israel's air defenses. Bomblets raining down from an Iranian missile across Tel Aviv today.
So right behind me is where one of those bomblets fell. You can see it just flung that car up into the air.
We caught up with the head of Israel's opposition party outside a damaged home.
How much of a concern is that now that they are seeming to change those tactics?
It's a huge concern, of course, for the life and well-being of the Israeli people.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm looking at these bombing thing that's happening in Iran. There was in my country here, I never imagined that one day that my government would open the borders wide open and let anyone that want to come in, no matter what, terrorist people or whatever, come in. And then they'll be shouting, death to America, the terrorist people in America. I never imagined that could happen, and it's happening. And so now, at one time, I can never imagine bombing like that happening in America. It is possible now because we'll let the enemies into America. They're in our country. So it is possible. The good old days in America are over. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, it would be, and we would already be experiencing it right now, the bombing, that is, suicide bombing and things like that. What a mess, huh? War is not the answer. Only love can conquer hate. Amazing. Human nature is wicked. It is evil. Human beings are evil. Look how human beings, the same war you see happening right there in Iran, it's happening in your life too. In your friendship life, familyship life, marriageship life, children life, workers' life, it's happening. You're having the same war. You fire bombs of judgment and words and gossipy and jealousy and strife and anger. You're doing the same thing. You're no different. You just don't have physical bombs yet to throw at others. But believe me, in your anger state, if you had a bomb while you're angry, you throw it. So what's happening in Iran is happening in your life too, in your everyday life. It's happening. You have no love, zero love, and you're at war. You have a war going on inside of you with all those different false feelings of life. The war is happening in you. So that's not going to change because human beings have no love. If human beings have love, not emotional love, not human love. Human love is that is evil, but the real love. There would be no war. There would be only peace on earth. Only peace. Right now, every human being will lay down their weapons if they had real love. But they don't. And it doesn't have to be that way, but that's how they want it. Iran has named the son of the former leader as a new leader. Watch this from CBS Evening News.
And tonight, a week after the U.S. and Israel killed Iran's supreme leader and dozens of senior figures, the country's clerics have announced they've selected a new leader, Ayatollah Khamenei's son, Mujtaba Khamenei, a known hardliner close with Iran's security forces. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's advisor, Michael Eisenberg, with a blunt message.
The highest risk job right now is to be the new Ayatollah. That's a high-risk job, to be the head of the Iranian military, the IRGC. Those are high-risk jobs. Don't take them.
They're going to be targeted.
Don't take those jobs. We're watching you.
President Trump today saying that whomever is appointed supreme leader without the approval of the U.S. is not going to last long. Now, both Netanyahu and President Trump have been urging Iranians to rise up. But a source inside Iran telling us that militias are patrolling the streets, cracking down brutally on dissent, and that an uprising right now does not seem likely.
Amazing. So these people, according to the story, I don't know, but I've been told, they get rid of one bad guy, so-called leader, and now they impeach the son of the bad guy. What do you think you're going to get? What the? From bad to worse. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chat. A spiritual battle, and it's going to get worse in my country. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Did you remember that time went up an hour this past Sunday? Some people forgot, but a lot of people remembered. So now, sunlight, the days are longer, and the night light is shorter. I prefer longer, bright days. I do. But your body got to readjust. So I would suggest they leave it as is right now. Let the longer days be and shorter nights. We don't need a lot of sleep anyway. Who need a lot of sleep? What the? So the time went up. Announcement. The Hague Report. The Hague Report. The Hague Report. La, la, la. The Hague Report. The Hague Report. La, la, la. That's all to this song. The Hague Report. La, la, la. It's coming up at 9 a.m. The Hague Report from 9 to 11. La, la, la. There's no more words to that song. There are no more. Hague Report. La, la, la. And after the Hague Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. You think the Great White Hope has energy given to him by God? And he does. The American Anchor Baby has the rest. He doesn't need a lot of sleep. He lives off the energy of God. The American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. Amazing, huh? And check out yesterday's fellowship. Oh, all the Sundays, really, they're all just amazing. At rebuildingtheman.com/church. And thank you all for your support, helping us to help others. Let me go to Larry out of Indiana. Larry, you are on the air.
Morning.
Hey, Larry.
How you doing, man?
All is well.
Just calling to get a couple of answers. You know, it's been quite some time since I forgave my mom and started this journey. And, boy, it's been quite a ride from 18 to I turned 21 in March 29th. So almost there, but this 2 to 3 years has really been a great journey. But I really wanted to call to ask, you know, just make sure I'm not going crazy here. So I'm currently on house arrest. Crazy, right?
You're on house arrest?
Yeah, so okay. I got a dog tag on my leg. I just got arrested February 16th for a prank. I was doing some content, went in the gas station, gave the cashier a note that said, hand me the money, don't be a hero, allegedly, I have to say. And I got arrested for that. And now I'm fighting a felony case. And it's like with my family, it's a bunch of ladies, and they're making it a big deal. But you know, the whole situation I'm going through right now, I know, genuinely, I feel like it's purpose. It's meant to be this way as a young man. You have to go through a lot. Right now, I'm like bouncing from place to place. I have no money. My credit's all messed up. Just got arrested. Now that I'm on house arrest, I can't work, so I can't make money. I can't pay my bills. The situation, the physical situation that I'm in, it just, you know, to the average person, it seems really bad. It seems like I'm really going downhill. Me personally, I totally feel like this is my journey. This is my testimony, what I need to go through to be the person that I need to be. But, you know, everybody in my circle, my mom, to my aunties, to my girlfriend's mom, they totally. And the reason why I'm naming so many women is because the men in my life, like, it's only a couple. But most of the people that are in my circle, they kind of feel like my life and my situation, I'm just going downhill. You know, it's not going to be well for me in a couple of years. I'm a bad influence to the people around me. What do you say to the people who, you know, feel that way about what I'm going through and have that to say about my situation?
Well, first, whatever you're going through is no one's business but yours. Because you're going through the things that you want to go through. You're creating the kind of life that you want. And as an adult now, because your parents are no longer responsible for you, no one is, as an adult, you have a right to create a hell life for yourself, or you can have heaven life. And you've decided that you want hell for yourself because you think that this is something that you're supposed to go to. And that's just not true at all. You don't have to go through that kind of stuff, but you want to do it, so you have a right to do it.
Okay, so then why would you say that? Why would you say that I don't have to go through it? Because what I mean by go through it is you have to go through a little bit of hell to build character. What do you say to that?
That no one on the planet. And no one ever on the planet will ever build character by doing wrong. That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, no. I don't mean by doing wrong. I mean by going through situations. So kind of like situations where I don't know better and I have to bump my head to know better.
But you do know better. You don't know that you should not go into a gas station and give someone a note saying pass the money and don't do and call it a prank. You don't know that's not good for you?
Well, now I know.
But you did not know before?
Honestly, absolutely no. Honestly, no. That's why I did it.
So why would you think that you went into a gas station with a note and said hand over the money and don't do what?
The note said, give me the money, don't be a hero with a frowny face.
And so you didn't, before you did that, you thought that was right to do?
I really thought it was the funny, right thing to do.
And who told you that that's the funny and right thing to do?
I thought about it.
And where you thought about it? And was that your thought?
No, it was not.
And so whose thought was it?
I honestly don't know. I just know that I was thinking about it, and then when the thought came,
yeah,
I just thought it was hilarious. Like, I just thought it was so funny. I heard it out. I got my imagination played out the scenario, how it could have potentially went, and I just thought it was freaking hilarious.
Have you heard me say all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
Yes, sir, I've heard.
So why would you listen to that thought, knowing that was going to get you in trouble? Why would you do that?
Oh, now that I'm going back on it, I wasn't conscious. I wasn't staying conscious.
Yeah. And so you've heard me say for a long time now that those thoughts are not yours and you got to stop listening to them if you want to be free. Why haven't you done that?
I stopped doing it. Once I stopped doing the silent prayer, I start getting a little bit more into the world. I started by smoking, doing things, being, you know, involved in things like that. That's when I started losing my consciousness. So I started being, if this makes sense, you know, like of the world. So I'm just like the walk, just like the Walking Dead again, just walking blind again. And yeah, in that moment, now I kind of realized, you know, I was just walking blind, listening to my thoughts, because sometimes I'm still going through the journey. I do the silent prayer. I wake up every morning, every night, and I pray throughout every day. You know, I'm on it, but in that moment, you know, it was just like, it's just me still being young and inexperienced, sometimes not realizing, or not that it's not realizing, but forgetting that the voice that sounds like me is not always me, and sometimes I feel like that is me.
Not only is not all, it's never you at all. It's impossible for the voices of the imagination to be you. They're never you. And you know this because you said you understood at one time, but you decided to go back into the misery. What made you think that you got to go through hard times to be a character? Who told you that?
Honestly, my whole life, and this is one of the big reasons why I moved out of my mom's house. This is what I told her when I went to forgive her. I told her, you know, and this is genuinely how I felt. And this is how I feel up to now, that you have to go through hard times and get through tough situations to build character. I see that a lot of people who go through things, like the worst of things, they come out and they're amazing. They have skills, they have discipline, they have training and things that they got from those situations that made them to be the people they are today. I've yet to see somebody who's, or I can take myself, for example, I've had almost everything that I wanted to have my whole life. I had a sports car at 17, like my life has been peaches and cream. But up until 18, I was very feminine. I was very angry. I was weak, very coward-like. Until I started going through stuff, I started realizing, you know, okay, this is kind of what it takes to become a man.
Nope, that's not
correct
what it takes.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're totally wrong. That's not. You become a man by not going with the thoughts. A real man would never obey thoughts, knowing that they're not his, knowing that they're evil, knowing that they're lies, and knowing that they only create more problems for you. That's what a real man would do. A weak man would go through by believing in thoughts and acting out whatever the demons tell him to do. That's a beta male. When you were growing up, were you spoiled or something? How were you able to have all those things?
I was not spoiled. My mom. I was raised by just my mom, so I had everything I needed, but we weren't spoiled. Like, I couldn't go to my mom and just ask for $100. She gave me $100, but you know, I always had clothes. I grew up in the suburbs. You know, kind of middle class. Grew up and went to a suburban white school. Since 14, I had a car at 14 from 15. She got me a truck at 16. At 17, she moved us to Texas. She had a Jaguar. She didn't drive it, so she gave it to me at 17. I had a Jaguar, crashed it at 18. At 18, I realized, you know, I got a lot. I'm too spoiled. I haven't really worked for nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and struggle and go get through the struggle and learn, because honestly, if I didn't do that, if I didn't move out of my mom's house, I would be very financially well off. My credit would be very well. You know, physically, from a physical standpoint, financially, I would be very well off. But I thought, why not go out and go and try to get it on my own, the same way she went and got it on her own, to build that character and become, you know, I guess, you know, the top
yeah,
player or something.
Well, one thing you're right about, you did, based on what you've said, you did the right thing getting out on your own and making your own way, that's for sure. But you're destroying yourself by listening to thoughts. All thoughts are all lies. And as long as you go down that road, all you're going to do is go through a lot of hell, and you're making things rough for yourself. I would recommend that you stop believing those thoughts. do what's in front of you to do without those thoughts and you'll be fine. That's how you build character. How do you feel about your situation right now? This is where you're in and you have done these things. How do you feel about all that?
Honestly, I feel no way about it at all. I don't even think about it. When the thoughts come about, you can't work. You don't have no money. Everybody thinks you're an F up. It doesn't get to me. I don't even think about it.
Who is taking care of you then, now that you can't work?
Myself. I'm figuring it out. I'm finding ways, so I'm figuring it out.
But you're not robbing banks or anything?
Oh, no. They told me when I was in. So, look, I went to jail. I had to go to jail for a full week, and I was up. My crime was, at first it was a felony three, which is, there's six levels. Felony three is the third worst level, right? So they sent me up in the new jail with the real criminal. And I went up there and they like, man, you should have went into a real bank and gave them the note. It was really cool. I really do feel like the whole situation was a lesson from God. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but from the moment I got in there to the moment I left, it was nothing but intentional lessons. Like the jail, the new jail in Indy is a very violent place. My cousin just got locked up not too long ago, and he wasn't a criminal. He just got caught up in a situation, and he had to get into a fight. And the guy broke his whole face and everything. They was telling me, they like, buddy, you got spared. This is the first week that everything has been cool, calm. Everybody just trying to go home. Nobody's fighting. And I'm like I'm like 160. So I'm like, just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, let me tell you this, because of time, I'm going to have to run. But no, God does not teach lessons at all. All lessons come from evil. God does not do that. God has, you are free and don't know it because you're listening to the wrong devil, wrong thoughts and things, which are of the devil. But God does not teach lessons at all. Zero. So he's not trying to teach you a lesson. He's not trying to put you through hard times to build character. He's doing none of those things. He has made you free. So why would he make you free and then bring troubles to try to teach you something? That's evil. That's not from God.
That is so true.
So don't let anyone tell you that God's trying to tell you something. He's not.
That's so true. I appreciate the clarity, William.
Yeah. So what I recommend, and so your question for me is what?
The question was, what do you say about people basically telling me, explaining to me that I'm basically going downhill because of the situation, basically the situation I put myself in, and I'm 20 years old.
And you're 20. If you don't want them in your life talking about your life, ignore them, tell them to leave you alone, stay away from your business. And don't argue with them. Don't get mad at them because they can't help it either. So don't be mad, but you have a right to live whatever life you want to live. You're an adult now. And no one else has a right to tell you or be into your business unless you ask for help. So don't get mad at them, but you have no obligation to even discuss your life with them unless you want to.
That makes sense.
But just stay away from anger. Stay away from anger. Stay with the silent prayer. Practice keeping your mind where your body is. And but just know you've been lied to about you got to go through a tough time. You do not have to go through that at all. Only if you want to.
That makes sense, boy. I'll let you go because of time. I appreciate it. Definitely be giving you a call in a couple more years from now.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Steve out of Texas. Steve, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for taking my call, man. I really do appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of got an issue with a lot of Christian conservatives today, which I am a Christian and I am a conservative, but I do not understand why all these years they've been calling for the destruction, dismantle the globalists, and dismantle the satanic cabal, and all this stuff that used to be conspiracy theory, which now is fact. And now that Trump is actually doing it, now a lot of people are flipping on Trump, going, oh no, another forever war in the Middle East, which is totally different than, you know, any other president's ever done, the way he's conducting this war and the way he's taking down the globalist regime. I don't understand why people are so upset about it. It really bothers me. I mean, he started with Venezuela, and I know the history of Venezuela and back in the 80s and early 90s and all the American oil companies that invested in Venezuela to build their structure to bring them up on the world market. Okay. And then they turned around and stabbed America in the back and sided with the communists, the Russians and the Chinese. And I understand the whole connection with Venezuela, Cuba, Iran, China, and Russia. But now that Trump is breaking down the globalist satanic cabal, people are upset. I don't get that.
And how do you feel about that?
I just told you, I don't get it. I mean, it drives me crazy that people are turning their backs on Trump, thinking this is going to be another forever war,
right,
with Halliburton.
Let me ask, why are you...
It's not.
This is hell on earth, and he would be evil. Why are you feel anything about what they're thinking and feeling? Why does that bother you?
Say that again one more time.
This is hell on earth, and human beings are evil. And I don't think as many people are turning against the Great White Hope as the media and is telling you. Some are, it seems, but not as many as they are pretending, because they want Trump out of there. They're going to pretend that the whole world is turning up against him. But why does it bother you that people are turning against him? Why does that bother you personally at all?
Why does it bother me? It's because I have a lot of friends that are Christian, conservative, so to speak, and there's even Tucker Carlson. He's kind of went on the fringe on it.
I know, but it should not bother. You should not be bothered at all about what other people say and do with their life. They have a right to do that.
Well, you know,
and it should not bother you at all.
You make a good point about. The polling is that most of Americans are behind Trump.
See, you should not be bothered by personally at all what another human being does or how they think.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not like personally bothered by what other people
Hold on, Steve. Let me take a break. I got to take a break. I'll come back to your call and your super chats and your phone calls right after this break. The hate news is coming. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? You heard it here in the first hour on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. This is the end of it. Hour two is coming right up, y'all. It is Female Monday. Shout out, females. Gotta love the females. Gotta love Mondays. It is March 9th, AD 2026. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well, all right? It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that this winter will likely be ranked as one of the warmest winters for the lower 48 states. Wow. Interesting. They say that could be a sign of things to come for seasons ahead. Who knows? Iran, as you heard earlier this hour, has a new leader. On Sunday, they named Mojtaba Khamenei, whatever, as their new supreme leader, so-called. A position his father held for nearly four decades, 40 years almost, until he was killed by the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes more than a week ago. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, has said that Mojtaba Khamenei's appointment would be unacceptable. So he may not have long to live. The younger Khamenei's selection shows that Iran's hardliners have been empowered, a very bad sign for the war, according to Commie Nonsense's Fareed Zakariyah, who is maybe not the most reliable source, but he may know some stuff too. The ensuing conflict continues today across the Middle East, with a Commie Nonsense team witnessing apparent airstrikes in Tehran, that's the capital of Iran, after Israel said they launched fresh attacks on Iran. And oil prices, as the war spreads across the Middle East, the price of oil has surged past $100 per barrel, whatever that means, for the first time since Russia's 2022 invasion of the Ukraine. President Trump, in a social media post, called surging oil costs a very small price to pay. However, traders are worried that the war in Iran will lead to prolonged restrictions on the flow of oil around the globe. Hear that, flat earthers? They're calling it a globe. In the United States, diesel fuel prices are rising more rapidly than regular gasoline, which affects more Americans, even those who don't own, of course, diesel-powered vehicles, probably because of the cost of groceries and all that stuff is to be transported. Who knows? And airport delays, lines at security checkpoints stretched more than an hour at airports across the country on Sunday, as the partial government shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security continues. Funding for the agency, which oversees the TSA, Transportation Security, so-called, administration, lapsed in mid-February amid a standoff between Republicans and Demon Rats over federal immigration reform. Airports in New Orleans, Atlanta, and several other cities, or at least a few, reported longer than normal wait times. At Houston's William P. Hobby Airport, TSA lines stretched more than 3 hours Sunday afternoon. Ah, the agency reported. The airport advised passengers to arrive at 4 to 5 hours before their flights. Normally, you're supposed to be like 90 minutes, 2 hours. Some people just do an hour. Some people do probably less than that. That wouldn't work. And the New York City mayor, the explosive around the mayor's mansion or whatever, the FBI's terrorism task force investigating violence from dueling protests. Well, it's mainly leftist or Muslim on Christian or Muslim on so-called Christian. Outside of New York mayor, city mayor, Zohran Mamdani's residence Saturday involved a man hurling an IED, improvised explosive device that did not detonate. An additional device discovered in a nearby car the next day. Whoa. The violence erupted during an anti-Islam protest organized by a right-wing provocateur. Commie Nonsense doesn't name him, but it was Jake Lang. You'll hear about that today, I believe, on the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It was like 20, 25 people, and then more than 100 or 125 Muslims or whatever showed up. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question is a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia. Como telly vu. How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? Why is it that the wife can make the husband sleep on the couch instead of the husband making the wife sleep on the couch? How is that? What's going on? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. You can podcast. But you can also still listen as it is happening on your phone, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but Monday we take the ladies' calls as they come in because every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
A spiritual battle. Take control of your own life, folks, if you want to be free. If you don't, do what you're doing. Let me go back to Steve, and Steve is concerned that some people are turning on the Great White Hope. Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I personally, I don't believe that that many people are turning on the Great White Hope. I think that the perception is being put out there because the Democrats and the media, even right-over media, want to, they don't like Trump, so they want to get rid of him. And so they are trying to present it that most people are turning on him. But I doubt that. And also, I'm having a way to see how this thing ends. But so far, everything that the president does, it always turned out well for him. So I wouldn't I wouldn't think about other people that are turning on him.
Well, first off, I want to say you threw that in there, and I did not say that when you said, why does it bother you? I didn't say
okay. I thought
me.
You said it would bother you that these people are doing that. My bad.
No, I said I don't understand it. I don't understand why they're turning on him the way that they are.
Because human beings are evil, and that's what they do. They don't have love. They love you as long as you're doing what they want you to do. But the moment you go against what they want in their own mind, they turn on you. That's human nature. Human nature is evil. That's why they're doing it.
Absolutely. Okay, I do understand that, yeah. But, I mean, you got a broad audience here, and I'm actually watching you on Pills.net.
Nice. And, good morning, Pills.
Good to see you over there, brother. It really is.
Right on.
But, you know, I've been wanting to talk to you for quite a while now. That's one thing that I want people to understand is that the mainstream media is, of course, everybody knows by now that knows anything. They play with your mind.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to lie to you. And there's certain content creators or whatever you want to call them on YouTube, even on Pilled, that's what I don't understand is how they cried and screamed and hollered about the Epstein files and about, you know, breaking down the satanic cabal and, you know, the whole globalist movement. And that is exactly what Trump is doing right now. But it's systematic how he's doing it, and he's doing it the right way. And it makes no sense to me how people can get mad at him for doing what he's doing.
Most people don't think for themselves. They go by whatever they hear somebody else say, and then they start parroting that, pretending that it's their thinking. But most human beings do not think for themselves. So whatever the media tell them, whatever their party of choice tell them, that's what they're going to believe. And they'll act like it's real, but it's not. They don't think for themselves, Steve. So it's just the way it is because that's how human nature is. But if you notice, the president is doing what he got to do. He made a promise he's going to put America first. And so far, he's doing an amazing job with that.
I want to say this. I don't agree with everything that he does, but his foreign policy is spot on.
Right on. Amazing. Well, I appreciate it, Steve.
Jesse, thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate you, brother. Love you, man.
I love you, too, and stay with it. All is well. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy Monday. How are you?
All is well, Jerome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate
yes,
it. So I wanted to talk about, actually, funny enough, coming off of your last call, you know, just talking about Trump and, you know, him saying that people are turning, because a lot of people are currently, especially over the past week, especially the weekend, there's been a lot of updates with Trump, and a lot of people are turning on him. And, you know, I just wanted to talk through. There was a lot of things, but there were three specific quick points that I just wanted to talk to you about and, you know, just get your thoughts on if that's fine with you.
Okay.
So the first one, the number one reason, of course, why people are turning on Trump is the increase of gas prices, because now it's affecting everybody. Even what I've seen, gas prices have gone up on average 20 to 50 cents a gallon because of the war with Iran. So I wanted to know, I hate that. So just so you know my opinion, because nobody wants to pay more for anything, especially when he ran on the idea that prices across the board would not increase. So I just want to know your thoughts on that.
Well, right now we're at war like that, and I understand that for a while we have to pay a little bit more. But I say to the people, don't worry. It's coming back down and going to be lower than ever. It'll be just fine. And they better thank God that Donald Trump is there and doing what he's doing, because if a Democrat or a right-o Republican was in control, you think prices are bad now? They were already bad under Barack and Joe Biden and all those people. It will only get worse. So be patient. It all is well. It's going to be fine.
So, but in relation to your last call, you know, you had made a point that I actually agree with, that most people don't think for themselves. You can hear when somebody is talking and when they're just repeating something that somebody else said. And that's something that I believe you just did, because that's what Trump did. He said that prices will be coming down and they will be lower than ever before. How do
you
know
that? I didn't hear him say that, but if he said it, I believe it, because so far everything that he's done always turned out well for him. So he's been led by a different spirit than what you can imagine, because you don't understand what's leading him. And so, but it'll be fine, Jerome. Don't worry. The gas price is going to come back down, all right?
No, I'm just saying, how do you know that? Like, you're saying that with a lot of certainty in your voice, and I just want you to help me, like, feel what you're feeling or where you're getting this information from.
I'm sorry, repeat what you say?
You're saying that with a lot of certainty, like you're 100% sure that'll happen. How do you know that?
Because so far, everything this man has done always turned out good for America. He's keeping his word, unlike any other politician or president that I've ever been aware of. So don't worry, it's going to be fine.
But he's not, though, because if he was, his word was that we would never go into another new war.
You're not at war yet.
We are. We're at war with Iran.
No, you're not.
Obama and
you're stopping
Biden
Iran from.
He hit Iran.
Jerome, he is stopping Iran from building bombs to attack us.
So us dropping bombs on them, that's not war. What would you call that if it's not war?
It's calling defending yourself before they come here. Which would you rather do? Would you rather for the president to wait and be attacked and then cry at funerals, or to stop him now and celebrate?
That's not even a question, Jeff.
Yeah, that is a question. I just asked
it.
Would you rather be attacked and cry at funerals?
That was never going to happen.
Or would you rather be celebrated that he took care of me before we were attacked? Which one?
You're believing what people. You have to stop that, Jesse.
Which one, Jerome, would you prefer?
Yes, that was never going to happen.
Jerome, you asked me a question. I just asked you a question. Which one do you prefer?
There's not a doc. It's not an either or, Jesse. I can't answer that because
why not?
On Iran.
Would you rather wait to be attacked?
Talking about Iran,
Jerome,
the last 30 years.
Jerome.
Go ahead, Jesse. What's the question?
Would you rather wait for him to wait and let them attack us?
They're not going to do that, Jesse.
That was a question, Jerome.
I know. I'm answering your question. You're not accepting it. They've been talking about Iran attacking us for the last third. Everybody said, oh, well, Iran is coming. They've been talking about that before I'm born. Again, I'm only 26. They've been talking about that for the last 30 years. Iran has never attacked us. How long are y'all going to believe this?
Okay.
You're just going to listen to whatever they feed you, Jesse? Can I move on to my second point? Because this is... I just wanted to move on to my second point, and then I'll move on quickly to my last one. So my second point was being that Trump now has changed his stance on genital mutilation. So he's basically saying that he has switched from you cannot cut off the penis of a young boy to you cannot cut off the penis of a young boy without the express written consent of the parent. How do you feel about that?
That's a good question, buddy. But I'm not sure how the statement is now, because at first I heard it that way, I was told, and then now I'm being told something different. James, what is the real deal? How the president feel about that?
He's
on social, on his true social.
On his
thing.
True social, he switched it to no mutilation of children.
No, I can read it. It's right here. No transgender mutilation surgery for children without the express written approval of the parents. That's of March 5th at 10:39 a.m.
Right. And then at 4 p.m. that same day, he switched it to no mutilation of children.
No, he had that originally.
But
no.
He just told you he switched it, Jerome.
He switched it more recently.
No, that's how he feels. I don't know why y'all are believing it.
Well, however he feels is different because right. He's been saying the without parental consent. Would you like them to be mutilated without parental consent?
I don't want them to be mutilated at all. If you
how about but without parental consent? Because that's happening too. I heard.
Is that? I don't want to speak on speculation because I don't feel like that gets us anywhere. I don't want them to be mutilated at all, if you're asking me.
But because of time, Jerome, let me just say, let's say that he said without parents consenting to it. Parents, those are their children. They have a right to do whatever they want with their children, and I could care less. They pay the price for what they do with their own children. I like the idea, though I'm not for that at all, period. Either way, but I like the idea that at least the parents going to be aware of what they're doing to their own children. If push comes to shove, I would rather for the parents to okay it than for somebody else, a non-parent, to okay it. So if Trump said for the parents to okay it, I'm fine with that. If he said he's not for it at all, I'm fine with that. But I would prefer that the parents okay it, then for some school or some so-called expert to okay it.
Okay, and I can agree with that. I'll concede on that point.
Right.
And then I'll bring up my last point. So Trump said, and I'm just he's basically saying that now they're not focusing on illegal aliens that are here that are just, you know, out there on farms, working jobs, not doing anything to ruffle any feathers. They're only going to be focused on the ones that are committing crimes like murders, rapes. You know, they're in gangs, robbing stores and all that. How do you feel about that?
I did not hear him say that. And so I'm not saying he didn't say it, but I didn't hear. I appreciate the fact that the president is doing the best he can to get these people out. I personally think that anyone who's here illegally is a criminal. They broke the law to get here. So I personally think he should send them all back. But because I'm not in there and I don't know all the details, it sounds like he's doing the best he can do with what he have to work with. So I appreciate that.
I mean, but how much more do you need to know? They're here illegally. They all need to go back, like you said.
Right.
He said that they're just focusing on the criminals.
But knowing that all the hell he has to deal with from the Democrats and the media and all that, I don't know the details of what's going on with that. But if he's taking all the criminals, the ones who commit crime, once they get here out, that's fine. And then maybe he'll end up taking, hopefully, all of them out eventually. But I'm fine with the way he's doing it.
But why are you always giving him a pass? Why don't you just condemn him for something?
What do you mean? What am I condemning?
I mean, even that, well, you know, it's probably, you know, all the hell that he's dealing with Democrats and the media. No, he's been dealing with that forever. That's nothing new.
You haven't seen
that's his job
that,
as a president.
You haven't seen that the Democrats and the media, everything the man does.
Doing. That's great. That's
everything that
do.
The man
the
does, they are against it. You haven't seen that.
But they're always going to do that, Jesse. That's the job of a president and as a Republican. The Democrats are always going
to do it.
They
didn't do it to
Obama. And so who cares? Obama's not in office right now.
So they're not going to always do it then. They do it to the politician that they don't want in there.
They did it to Obama, too.
No, they didn't.
They always do that. The media always does that. I'm saying that Trump needs to deal with it. And for some reason, you always give this man a pass.
I've never given him a pass. I don't know if that means.
You're doing it right now. You're saying, yeah, well, he's changing up his stand because of the Democrats.
I didn't say he would change up his stand because of that. I'm saying that they make it very difficult for him to make America great again. And yet he's not giving up. He's still, in spite of all the court appearance that they have to go and fight for, in spite of everything, he's not giving up on the country. And I like that.
He is. And this is terrible. I hope day that you can see the truth, but this is bad. And he's changing up stances on everything, and we're seeing more and more people starting to turn their back on Trump.
Jerome, Hate has a question for you.
Okay.
He's been pretty consistent this term that he's going after the criminal aliens. And when you're a politician, you have to go after things that is basically unassailable, that the popular people, the popular opinion would be for example
nope.
this no transgender thing without parental consent, the without parental consent thing, nobody can argue with that. And then this criminal illegal thing, nobody can argue with that. If he's playing Nazi and overly strict, you're not going to get the popular opinion on your side.
But the thing
that's
is,
amazing.
You can't go against
Isn't that amazing,
it. But you can go against it. So what you're saying is not right, because that's what he ran on. And all the MAGA people, they loved him because he was so strict and everything. He was a no-nonsense person. And now he's sounding like a Democrat now.
He's a smart person, Jerome.
I'm being soft.
You call it smart, nonsense, no-nonsense.
It almost sounds like you're trying to convince them.
Smart on anything.
It almost sounds like you're trying to, like, you don't even necessarily agree with him on everything. With Trump on everything, so it sounds like you're trying to pull more of Trump's supporters away from him.
No, I mean, do you? I mean,
did you vote for him?
With somebody? No, I didn't vote at all.
See,
but
no wonder you didn't vote at all,
and you hardly seemed like you pay attention.
So then, why are you upset? You didn't even vote. What
the?
He said that thing about.
I can say whatever.
There is a clip of Trump saying that thing about parental consent from 2024. He's been pretty consistent about his positions, actually.
Jerome, Jerome. You didn't even vote. You have no right to complain about anything.
It don't matter, but you don't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You voted, but you don't even keep up with things.
That's amazing. Jerome, thank you, buddy. Call me again, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chat. Super chats.
Elise A, with 10 coffees, very generous. Thanks for the help, and have a blessed week or blessed week. Have you ever heard of about the Mormon people? What's your thought about it?
The Mormon people?
Yeah.
What are wrong with them?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
It's a very general question.
Right.
Sir.
Made that question a little clearer. I can't respond because I don't know what you're referring to. Thank you, though. I appreciate your support, and thank you for helping us to help others.
Thank you, Elise.
Yeah.
And he, with a biblical question answer from last week, I believe, because this came in over the weekend.
Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life?
In the words of this one particular song that I shall not name for the sake of not promoting, oh, I love it and hate it at the same time. You and I drink the poison from the same vine. Oh, I love it and hate it at the same time. Pardon me. I'm probably butchering the song. Hiding from our sins, hiding all our sins from the daylight, running from the daylight. Oh, I love it and hate it at the same time. That's his answer to the BQ.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Keep it pithy. Adler D., on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Thank you for this content. That was Friday.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
Rick P. with a monthly donation. Very generous on Cash App.
Thank you, Rick P. I appreciate it.
Joseph B. on Sunday, the Great White Hope is destroying evil all over the world. Amazing.
I have to tell you, do what you want, but you better be counting your blessings. Blessings, naming them one by one, that we have the Great White Hope in there, because if it wasn't, it'll be a whole different story right now. Believe me, and you wouldn't like the story. Amazing. Thank you.
Chozo Man, welcome, new Bond YouTube member.
Right on. Thank you, Chozo Man. Appreciate it.
Nicole, during church, said good evening from Mommy Africa. Here on vacation. Cool sunglasses.
Right on, Nicole. Amazing.
That was watching on punchy.tv/Bond.
So she's over there visiting?
Yeah.
Be careful. Amazing. Thank you.
Quentin M., Jesus' death was physical in the same way ours is spiritual. This is Quentin.
Amazing. Thank you.
Quentin M. also asks with a super chat.
Ask!
If we are able to drop our anger in the blinking of an eye, do we still have to then go through hell to get to heaven?
Yeah, because once you drop the anger, then you are going to get busy with that old nature. And if you watch the thoughts about that while you're going through it, you'll be fine. So you got to go through it. But what's going to happen, though, you're going to see there's no you to go through hell. It's an illusion self that's going through the hell and not you. You will see that. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Risen Richard S.
Who is that?
RSN Richard. Richard, I believe. Richard S.
Thank you, Richard.
Says, thanks, Jess.
Right
object on. Emoji. And I'm not sure what object it was.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it.
The Joshua J. says, Christ is king.
Christ is king. Amazing.
Skip log fire. I am of good because I saw I was evil. Now I'm free to be the real me.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Riley.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Riley.
All right, now.
Pastor Chatterley gifted 5 subscriptions on Rumble. Very nice.
Thank you, Pastor Chatterley. I appreciate your support.
5 from someone. It's amazing to see the devil talking all the time. It cannot help itself. Relies on consistency to keep itself invisible. Made me accustomed to its voice many years. Long time I never considered that its voice was anything but my own. But when I clearly see it's not me from the very first thought it gives, its method of constant communication only serves to reveal itself more and more to the light who destroys it.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it.
Laddie says, what's the understanding behind becoming what you hate?
When you hate, when you become angry, and you are hated the person that made you angry, in this case, your mother, you become like what you hate. You take on that identity, which is of evil. You become angry, resentful, afraid, lonely. You develop the nature of evil that comes from your mother because you resented her. As a kid, you couldn't help it, though. You didn't know how to deal with the evil. But you take on the personality and the identity of the person that you hate. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Or the situation.
Eric H. with 5 coffees in response to the BQ. How is it a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch?
How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Because women always take it to the next level. She won't sleep on the couch. She'll pack the car, take the kids, and sleep at her boyfriend's house. Women are professional victims and domestic terrorists, says Eric.
Right, but still, let her go. Don't sleep on the couch. And she pack up and leave. Goodbye. Let the doorknob hit you where the good law split you. You heard that before?
Something like that.
Nice.
Thank you, Eric. No more thoughts. How to be such that people with the truth want to tell the truth to me so I can receive the truth too? Asks No More Thoughts.
What?
No More Thoughts is asking, I think, how to be such that people with the truth want to tell the truth to me so I can receive the truth too.
Be glad to hear the truth, no matter how painful it feels. Be glad to hear it, and then it will work on you. It'll change you. I got to stop their hate.
We'll read the rest later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Thank you all. Amazing. I appreciate the support. But be happy and ready to hear the truth. Gregory is a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Greg,
hey,
you are
morning,
on the air.
Jeff.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing today, my man?
All is well.
All is well, my brother. That's good. Hey, Jesse, so I know this is, Female Monday. I was hoping to uplift the females and talk about the goodness of females, but I know that that's going to be an issue because I heard you say just a few minutes ago that all of human nature, all of humans are evil in nature until they come to Christ. Is that right?
Yes.
But once a woman comes to Christ, she's no longer evil. Would you also agree
right,
with that?
Absolutely. And there are women who are working on themselves, and they admit that they were evil, and they are working on themselves, and they are overcoming it.
That's hey, listen, that's as much balance as I could anticipate, you know, coming from you. I mean, I've heard you, you know, I watched your shows many times, and I've kind of heard you put women down, but you just balanced the scale with that one statement by itself.
But I've said that before, and I never put a woman down. Thank you, though, man. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Thank you, Greg.
Good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores and get Punchy's coffee.
Okay, 888-775-3773. Quick announcements. Number one, I do shout-outs for you. Whatever the occasion is, encouragement, congratulation, happy birthday, happy anniversary, whatever it is, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and check out our merch. Amazing merch. Hats, mugs, t-shirts, my coffee, Punchy coffee. Good. I have my own coffee. Can you imagine? All the way from Sweet Home, Alabama, to my own coffee now. Who would have thought? I can hear Mama in heaven right now. Boy, you got your own coffee. Lord have mercy. Punchy's Coffee. We have t-shirts and mugs and books. My books are amazing. For Raise to Responsibility. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. By a little 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family Financial Success Guide. A little small pocket guide you can carry it around in your purses, lady or guys. You can carry it around in your back pocket. And 7 steps. If you do them, they work. If you don't, they won't. And then the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. Healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. It just kind of wrap up everything there. And if you like the book to be signed, indicate who do you want me to sign it to. All right? And also, you can donate to us to help others. And I do appreciate it by going to jesseleepeterson.com or .shop. Oh, jesseleepeterson.shop. Thank you, Nick. jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Thank you in advance. Let me go to Europe and talk to Diane all the way out of Europe. Diane, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Diane.
I am from Estonia.
I'm sorry?
Estonia.
Estonia?
Yes.
How did he put Diane? What the? He wrote Diane up here. Are you
no, no, no. I am Estonia, but I am from Estonia.
Oh, you're from Estonia. Estonia.
Yes, I'm just.
Are you first-time caller, Diane?
No, I am second-time caller.
Oh, okay. Well, he got it right now. Estonia, you're on the air.
Hello. I wanted to ask, can I be nice to people?
Why do you want to be nice?
It's not like I want to generally be nice. It's just there sometimes where I feel like being nice, but I'm not.
And why do you, so you feel like being nice, but you're not nice?
Yes, I'm not like rude, but I just keep it to myself.
Oh, I see. And so you're not being nasty either, right?
Yes, not nasty.
Okay, no, well, you don't have to be nice. Nice people are weak people.
But, like, can I be?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because nice people only nice because they don't know how to handle rejection or anger or whatever, right? And so they're nice in hoping that the people be nice back to them. And if the person's not nice back to them, they get mad.
Maybe, yes. But I just noticed that you are nice.
I'm nice?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't know I was nice. Thank you.
Yes, I didn't think you would be nice. I thought you would be roasting me. But then you were nice, and I was like, wow.
Amazing. Are you working on yourself to overcome anger and all that?
I think, yes.
Okay, well, you stay with that. You're doing the silent prayer?
I am doing the silent prayer.
Right on. Well, you stay with that, and I promise you, Diane, if you stay present, you and God will be one, and you're going to treat everyone in the way that he's treating you. You'll be fine.
So not nice.
You won't be nice, but you will be of love. And love is not a feeling, but you will have his love, and that love will make your life amazing right here on earth. So stay with it, all right?
Okay. So I just shouldn't think about that.
No.
The niceness or whatever.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, don't think about that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you, too. All right. Goodbye.
Bye now. All the way from Estonia. Where's that?
Europe somewhere.
Somewhere in Europe. Amazing. Heard around the world. Rich is out of Florida. Rich, you are on the air.
Hello. Nice to see you, Jesse. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate your call.
Well, I actually was going to make a statement about something that startles me. First, I don't know why Israeli soldiers are attempting suicide. That's up to them, I guess, to figure that out. I guess the one thing.
Why do you say that? How do you know they're committed? You say attempted suicide?
279. I already gave it to your staff. That's in Haran.
How do you know that they are committed suicide, attempted suicide?
The Israeli Times and all the newspapers that are publishing it.
I had not heard anything about it. Okay, I'll check it out.
I'm trying not to make things up.
Right.
I'm trying also to listen to Jesus Christ, who said he would rebuild the temple. So I listen to him. So I kind of, because I'm following him. So when other people tell me they're going to rebuild it, I go, but you're not Jesus Christ. So I'm just going to follow Jesus and realize that he said he would rebuild it. And I'm pretty sure that whatever he's going to be rebuilding is probably going to be in the kingdom of heaven. That's what I would think.
I don't know what you're referring to, Rich.
The temple that is being rebuilt.
What temple?
The temple that Jesus is rebuilding, he's rebuilding in the hearts of everyone on earth. Everyone is chosen when they choose Jesus.
Right.
That's how the covenant works. And if people don't choose him.
I have the information about the suicide. You have that, James? Let me have it.
Yeah. Yeah, according to Brave, Israeli soldiers are attempting suicides at a significant rate, with a sharp increase linked to the ongoing war in Gaza. 279 Israeli soldiers attempted suicide between January 2024 to July 2025, per the Knesset Research Information Center. This period saw 36 confirmed suicide deaths among the soldiers, one death for every seven attempts, roughly.
Amazing. Why did he commit suicide?
It may be related to the combat soldiers. I don't know.
I'm going to give you military information from intelligence.
Are these women or men doing that?
I haven't asked yet.
Oh,
I don't know. Men tend to do it more frequently than women in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Eventually, you guys will figure out Shin Bet gave a stand down order. The soldiers are killing themselves because they don't want to kill children anymore. So it's okay. You guys will get it eventually.
Right.
I think it would be a good idea to start realizing that Jesus said he would rebuild the temple. I don't understand why men want to rebuild it. And to be perfectly honest,
what man want to rebuild the temple?
They keep talking about it.
Who?
In fact, they're talking about it all over the news.
What man? What temple are they talking about? Which temple are they talking about?
Rich.
Which temple are they talking about building?
The ambassador of the United States to Israel, Huckabee, says they should rebuild their temple. In Israel, that's what they say. They have cows there that they're going to slaughter called red heifers before they do that.
Red heifer. Rick, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. 888-775-3773. I want to catch up with the Super Chats. Thank you, Rick.
Super Chats.
T. Smith over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App for coffee.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Nick owns you, Jesse. I went on a date yesterday. I cut the date 10 minutes in because the girl was so masculine. Where are all the feminine women gone? Asks Nick owns you.
Amazing. Thank you. They don't exist anymore. That's why you shouldn't look for one. Let the Father add unto you what you should have, and he will. Amazing. Thank you.
White Wings 1776 on pill.net. Gifted the cookie. Have a blessed day, friends. Spark, stars, and dove with olive branch. Much love. Heart.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a big smile sticker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Tommy Economy. So females get a whole day over at JLP, but men only get an hour? Men should have a full day, too. Where is the love?
I know. We used to have manhood hour every Wednesday.
We still do.
Right. But that's what you talk about, though, right? They only get an hour?
Yeah, men only get an hour. Women get a whole Monday.
The women need the help, man. What the?
Yeah.
Don't be jealous.
Men can get all that same help in just an hour.
That's right.
Jesse W.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Jesse W. on Cash App. Love the show. What the?
What the?
Popcorn's thump keg. Jesse, why do you often say, I have no opinions, but you do say things like, here's what I recommend, or I just believe that. You give your perspective view, take the way you see it on the show all the time. Is that different from having an opinion, quote unquote? And if so, what is the difference?
A suggestion is you can take it or leave it. Opinion is you have to take it or they're going to be mad. But as suggested said, you do what you want with your own life. That's your life. If you don't want to change it, you want to continue, fine. It's fine with me. Amazing. Thank you.
Marilyn bought our coffee. Uncle Jesse, yesterday's fellowship was out of this world.
It really was.
Becomes clearer and clearer how much humans love darkness and misery. I'm forever thankful for the truth you share with us. You are a blessing, heart, and black thanks hands.
Thank you. And I appreciate you stay with it, though. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thanks for your support. And if you missed yesterday's fellowship, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing. Thank you.
Brian R., biblical question.
What how is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Men want to end the hell and know the devil wants to fight. She won't go to the couch because she wants to fight. Real men want to sleep alone anyways.
Amazing. Well, at least he's sleep alone in his bed. May her get on the couch. I'm just wondering, I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses, smiley sticker.
Thank you to Anthony L.
And Heat, some people call him Jesse. Others call him JLP, also known as the Great Black Hope. Some people call him Tom like a mug. Others call him Coon. I call him my beloved blue-eyed half-breed, blue heart shirt, blue shirt. Anchor, baby, blue background, please. Tan thanks hands emoji.
Half-breed, that's all I ever heard.
It'll turn blue eventually, if it hasn't already. Pastor Chatelet with a, over on Pilled, 111 gold pills. Jerome got the Orange Man bad NPC virus and loves to repeat parroting the Mockingbird media. Good job exposing this guy, Hank, and Uncle Jesse. Big smile.
Thank you. Jerome didn't even vote. What he mad about? Ticked about something he had nothing, didn't even vote. I didn't know that he had voted. I thought he had at least voted for the Democrats or something. And he more ticked than 90 Gordon knows. Amazing. Thank you.
See on T45, people are never satisfied. They'll cry once Trump leaves office, President Trump, that is. Woe unto y'all.
I rest my case here. You make a very good point. What the?
It's spelled W-O-E, not W-H-O-A, when you say woe unto you, see on.
She's black.
You're black. Shout out. Norris T10, Jason Peterson, gift memberships.
Who's that?
Norris T did.
Thank you, Norris T. That's amazing.
Adlib Queen. All those who disagree with Trump on Iran are fearful. They live in their fears. U.S. flag emoji.
Yeah. Don't worry. The president got this. Reflect on all the stuff he's gone through and all the stuff he's done that no other president has ever been able to do. Don't. And they said, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. No, no, no. And it works out. Don't worry. Be happy. All is well. It really is. Thank you.
Adlib Queen with another one. Have you heard about Foundational Black American? This one guy who was on the show a few times is making it popular to delineate from black foreigners. What are your thoughts?
Never heard that.
Yeah.
Have I?
You might or might not have.
No, I'm not. If I have, I'm not aware that I don't remember I heard of it, so I don't know what it means.
It means an American descendant of slavery, black.
What? So,
a black American who's come all the way from, whose ancestors were slaves, not somebody who came here as an immigrant later.
And that's what foundation means?
Foundational, because they were here from the founding of America.
But the slaves are all dead.
I know, but their great-grandparents were the slaves. Somebody who's, you know how some of us whites, we come all the way from the Mayflower or whatever.
All right.
And some of us came as immigrants later.
But the blacks were not here to found America. They came later.
Indeed. Or they came earlier, but they were just working.
And the white man hired them to help build America.
Yep.
To do the work. What the... No, I've not heard of that. Thank you.
Marcus G. Everybody angry and hates Trump except for baby Jessica's daddy. Salute flag 100.
Everybody dislikes the president, the great white hope, except baby Jessica's daddy. What the?
Jim in Alaska, see you at fellowship. Crank the AC, please. Biblical question. Answer.
How he want the air conditioner? Because he's from Alaska.
Yeah, they're used to it being cold.
I know.
They wear shorts in the winter.
We will, Jim. how is it that a wife... Oh, he's responding, right, to the biblical question?
Yeah.
How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Because the man married his mother.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Erica, these are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. but he who stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, quote. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he who stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah.
Couple more on YouTube. Allison C., President Trump is protecting parents' rights. I think that's why he said that. The alternative would be bad. Thanks, Jesse.
But thank you, because the president, if he, whatever way he said it, like, is the parents okay that? That's on the parents. They're responsible for their children. I'm not, and no one else is. No one else has a right to just have their children, the parents' children, do that without the parents saying okay to it. Or no. So the parents are responsible for their children. No one else is. Amazing. Thank you.
Carvisium, will you ship to Estonia the books and merch? And if not sure yet, where can I get updates for that? Contacting the Bond through the Bond website, maybe frontdesk@bondinfo.org. Or bond@bondinfo.org.
Yeah, bond@bondinfo.org. And they'll be able to inform you of, I'm pretty sure, well, I don't know about Estonia.
Yeah, there are certain countries that had high fraud, and so we just cut off shipping there. But their contact through rebuildingtheman.com/contact, bond@bondinfo.org.
Thank you very much. Amazing.
Thank you. And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing.
Oh, Marky Mark said, Marky M, not Mark. Marky M, sorry, Mark. Marky says, church was amazing on Cash App.
It really was. Thank you, Mark. It really, really was. At the end of the meeting, I'm like, Lord, y'all made me earn my living today.
Indeed.
It was so, and the assignment that I gave for a week assignment is don't think about you at all for 1 week. Go a whole week without thinking about you. It would be amazing. That's the assignment. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Thank you. Amazing.
Oh, someone just came in. Jesse, my relative was on 1620 Mayflower. A deacon was his relative, Anthony L. says.
That's a white person or black?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Thank you. But I don't know if you're white or black. Are you trying to tell me the black came over to Mayflower, too?
Well, I probably mentioned it because I brought up the people who came from the Mayflower.
Oh, amazing. The Mayflower was beautiful.
I have a relative from the Mayflower.
Thank you. You do?
Supposedly, my brother told me. I don't know. Some woman.
They have females on the Mayflower?
Some woman named Mary. Yeah.
Was it Mother Mary?
I don't think so. Nice.
Let me go to Matt. Oh, I hear the music. Matt, hold on the rest of the call. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Female Monday. We take all calls, though. Hate news is coming, not the fake news. 888-77-JESSE. Let me take a quick break. I'll be back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even... you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. You know, they had that attempted IED bombing attack, terrorism, allegedly inspired by ISIS, over with that guy, Jake Lang, who was doing this big old anti-Islam, or little old anti-Islam protest thing in New York City. New York City, get a rope. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, Female Monday, that is, March 9th, AD 2026. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, young or old, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Hang tight, callers, Matt and the rest of y'all. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats as they may roll in. Appreciate them. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report. That's my show. And then American Anchor, baby. So cool. And make sure you do podcast Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. Either watch it on YouTube or Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble, Bond Rebuilding the Man YouTube, or other platforms, including BitChute, Pilled.net, and elsewhere. It's also on audio podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting on the FBI terrorism task force investigating the violence from the pro-Islam protesters. The violence erupted during an anti-Islam protest organized by right-wing provocateur Jake Lang, dwarfed by more than 100 counter-protesters, claims CNN, officials said. Police said the explosive device that was thrown was capable of causing serious injury or death. They have this female police commissioner over in New York City. She's about my age, white gal, purportedly white. I don't know. Anyway, two men, males, arrested in connection with the device, admitted to being inspired by ISIS, according to the reports. What a mess. And Utah, there was this murder trial by this woman, Corey, K-O-U-R-I, Richens, R-I-C-H-I-N-S, a Utah mother accused of poisoning her husband fatally. It seems like it's sort of rare to poison somebody fatally, especially unless it's in the hospital or something. Expected to conclude their case in the coming days, the prosecutors are. Over the last 2 weeks, jurors have heard wide-ranging testimony about the troubles in this gal's marriage, her secret affair, which is adultery, it sounds like, I guess, and millions of dollars she owed in debt somehow. Corey Richens has pleaded not guilty. If convicted, she could face up to life in prison. The trial is continuing this week, and so it's a mess. Terrible. Meghan Markle no longer with Netflix. Netflix wished Meghan Markle all the best with her lifestyle brand after the streaming giant Netflix and the supposed Duchess of Sussex decided to end their partnership. Terrible. There was a UK child killer who died. He was killed, basically, in prison. But I don't know if it had anything to do with his killing of children because he had done it way back in like 02, convictedly or allegedly or whatever, Ian Huntley. But 23, 24, however many years later, he's in prison and this murderer rapist guy beats him with a metal rod or something in shop class or something. Terrible. And that was back in February, mid to late February, I guess. And then he was on life support, and he's dead. Rest in peace. What a mess. And there is this United States, meanwhile in America, vaccine chief, who's leaving, Dr. Vinay Prasad, nice American name, the FDA Food and Drug Administration's head of vaccines, will depart after overseeing a series of decisions that attracted controversy. And usually they say controversy when that means it might have been going actually in the right direction, or some at least reasonable. So I don't know. By the way, somebody shot at Riri's house, Rihanna's house. A gal, 30s. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question for those who want to overcome. It's not for all. Only those who are sick and tired of being miserable, of their thrills, of their sadness, of their tears. It's for you, men and women who want to overcome. How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? How is that possible? That's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just got to go and do whatever it is you're doing, but you would like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can podcast and listen later, but you can also listen on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Is Monday, the third hour of the show on Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
You have been lied to in ways that you never imagined until you start to wake up. You'll see. You will see. And you also see you've suffered unnecessarily. You could have been we all could have been, as individuals, having an amazing life. But we've been lied to. We've been made to believe we had to suffer. What a sad way to live. I want to give you a couple of things that I wonder what you think about this. This first story, and you heard Hake on the Hake News mention this from CBS News. Two people from, no, that's not the one I want. I see here, maybe I do. Blah, 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 blah. This is from CBS News. There was a demonstration at the mansion, outside the mansion of the Mandami out there in New York. CBS News, two people from Pennsylvania were arrested outside of Gracie Mansion, which is the home of the mayor there, Mandami, and his wife. On Saturday afternoon, after a suspicious device was ignited, ABC is reported from ABC 6 Philadelphia. The incident occurred during a confrontation between an anti-Islamic demonstration led by far-right influencer Jake Lang and a group of counter-protesters. Watch this from CBS Evening News.
Jerika, New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani, who is Muslim, was inside Gracie Mansion when a small anti-Islam protest took place here yesterday afternoon. A larger counter-protest then showed up, and police say two men who were part of that group brought those homemade devices.
Stay in New York.
This is the moment a homemade bomb was ignited. Outside the New York City mayor's residence Saturday afternoon.
Yo, he threw a bomb? Yo, did he throw a bomb, bro?
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the device did not explode, but that it could have caused serious injury or death.
Based on preliminary examination and X-ray imaging, the devices, which were a bit smaller than a football, appear to be a jar wrapped in black tape, importantly, with nuts, bolts, and screws, along with a hobby fuse that could be lit.
The man seen throwing it, 18-year-old Amir Balat and his 19-year-old friend Ibrahim Kayumi, both from Pennsylvania, were arrested. Authorities say they were part of a group of nearly 125 people counter-protesting a much smaller anti-Islam demonstration led by Jake Lang.
The violent
A pardoned U.S. Capitol insurrectionist who has frequently sought out political confrontations in the months after President Trump gave him clemency.
Amazing. So the Musa guy was accused of throwing a bomb, what appeared to be one, seemed to be one, in the United States of America. Isn't that amazing? Did you ever imagine that one day something like this would be happening in my country? I remember reporting on this, but it was happening in other countries. I never once thought that Americans would have to deal with something like this. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. In a statement, Matt Dummy said, Jake Lane's protest was rooted in bigotry and racism. CBS Evening News.
In a statement, Mayor Zoran Mamdani is saying, quote, yesterday, white supremacist Jake Lang organized a protest outside Gracie Mansion rooted in bigotry and racism. adding, quote, what followed was even more disturbing. Violence at a protest is never acceptable. And police also say they found a third device in a vehicle just down the street from here. The FBI now investigating this as terrorism. And Jerika sources telling CBS News authorities are also now working to determine if either of those two men were inspired by ISIS.
In the United States, my country is gone. I told you it wasn't coming back. Devils are fighting devils, and it's going to get worse. You can bank on it. It's bad now, but it's only going to get worse. Can you imagine the United States of America, a Christian nation, has a Muslim as mayor in New York City? Who would have thought? Why are you letting the country, just handing it over to the enemy? Just handing the country over to the enemy. This is what's happening in the European country because they've given it over to the Muslims and other foreigners. And look what they're dealing with it. Now America is dealing with it. There's nowhere else to go unless Elon Musk can figure out a way to build land on the moon, build houses so that we can leave here and go up there. It's over. White Americans, you are not allowed to have your own country. Everybody else does, but you are not allowed to have your own country, a white country. Isn't that amazing? And you give in to it. You say okay to it. What? Did you hear that this gal, according to the story, I don't know how true it is or not, but this gal had a baby in the toilet, and apparently she let the newborn baby die, and she went on and performed at a theater play, in a theater play. This guy had the baby sitting on the toilet and, according to the report, put it in a trash can and buried it. KPTV, a 20-year-old college student in Florida is accused of giving birth at home on a toilet and letting her newborn baby die. Watch this from KPTV.
It baffles me, to be completely honest. Sometimes you can't explain everything.
Flagler County Sheriff's deputies responded to Florida Park Drive in Palm Coast for a welfare check on 20-year-old Ann Mae DiMagillo Friday. Deputies received a 911 call from a person who said DiMagillo had sent a message on social media that she had a baby.
The caller informed operators that a 20-year-old Ann Mae DiMagillo had sent messages to the caller stating that she had secretly been pregnant and unexpectedly gave birth at home. The messages indicated that DiMagillo's baby was born alive and crying, but that DiMagillo had done something to the infant.
When deputies arrived, they say the 20-year-old led them to a shallow grave in the backyard. Investigators say she gave birth sometime Thursday and watched her child die. The baby was a girl, 3 pounds, 6 ounces, and 18 inches long.
She goes to the bathroom. She thought she just had cramps, pains, and then a child. She goes into labor and delivers a child. She sees it in the toilet, leaves it there, watches it, hears it cry, and waits until it stops crying and moving.
Yeah, he sounds like he's about to cry. Is he about to cry? What the? I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Now's your time to cry over me. Yeah. The police sound like he's about to cry. Well, y'all said abortion was fine. So what's wrong with this gal, if it's true, dropping that baby in the toilet and putting it in the trash? You said abortion was fine. You encouraged abortion, right? One abortion leads to another abortion. That gal, if it's true, that gal ain't got time for no baby. She got to be in the play. Her ego more important than that. She told her, she hid the infant in a duffel bag in her closet and went on to perform in a theater play. Watch this.
She hid the infant in a duffel bag in her closet and went about her normal daily routine. She went to her college.
And he says she came here to the little theater in New Smyrna Beach for a performance. She played the character Virtue in the musical Anything Goes. Detectives say she then returned home around 10 Thursday night. The chief deputy says she buried the child wrapped in a towel in a shallow grave out back.
As far as the grave, deputies only had to remove, I'd say, maybe 4 to 5 inches of dirt to discover the baby.
Ann May DeMagillo will be charged with aggravated manslaughter of a child. Under Florida's safe haven law, anyone who can't care for a newborn can surrender the baby at a fire or police station or a hospital. Fire Station 25 in Palm Coast was activated last September.
Amazing. Is that different than abortion? You said abortion is a woman's choice. Is her body her choice? And if this story is true, her choice was to dump that baby. That's what happens when you say you can kill the baby, the man's baby in the womb. It comes to this kind of stuff. This girl had time for no baby. She had to go be in the play. Party over here. What a mess, huh? Human beings are evil. Human nature has no love. There's no love in it. Anyone that has any one little iota of resentment, I don't know if Dick Al had it or not, but anyone that does is evil. One last quick story. For now. This is from the New York Times. On February 10th, a professor at Hunter College made what they call an offensive remarks during a meeting she was attending virtually. And this is what she's been accused of saying. They are too dumb to know they're in a bad school. They are too dumb to know they're in a bad school, Dr. Freeman said, according to a recording of the meeting. Watch this from NBC News.
A New York City college professor has been placed on leave after a hot mic moment during a public school meeting. An eighth grader discussing a possible school closure interrupted.
They're too dumb to know they're in a bad school. Apparently Martin Luther King said it. Like, if you train a black person well enough, they'll know to use the back. You don't have to tell them anymore.
Allison Friedman, what you're saying is absolutely hearable here. You've got to stop.
After that, shocked faces and about 10 seconds of silence, a moment that has Hunter College buzzing.
You could tell by their facial expression they were all stunned, and I was, like, shocked, too.
It felt so wrong. It is wrong.
Allison Friedman is a 10-year biology associate professor here, and now her employer is reviewing what happened, explaining that she was on a call as a parent private citizen, the school issuing a statement describing her comments as abhorrent, adding, "We stand firm in our enduring commitment to sustain an inclusive educational environment that is free of discrimination of any kind, in which people of all identities will feel welcome and can thrive."
What the? If she's white, it's over for her. Amazing. In a statement, the woman says she was talking to her child about systemic racism. Watch this.
Friedman has not returned our request for comment, but she tells the online newspaper, the West Side Rag, in a statement that she was talking to her child. "I was trying to explain the concept of systemic racism by referencing a historical example." due to an inadvertent unmute. Part of that conversation was captured. My remarks were not directed at the student speaker, and they do not reflect my beliefs or values. Regardless of context, my words were wrong and caused real harm. I take full responsibility for their impact, and I am deeply sorry. The fallout from the February 10th New York City Community Education Council call has Mayor Mamdani weighing in.
I think it is indicative of the exact kind of language that makes students feel as if they don't belong within our public school system.
Back on campus, we met a student who watched the full video.
If you listen to the video, she's clearly asking it as a rhetorical question. You can hear the intonation that this isn't something she's stating like she believes in it.
Blown out of proportion?
I think it is. I think it was really unlucky that she got cut off at like just the right moment on the microphone where it would sound like she was stating that she believed these things.
Amazing. What do y'all think about that? Was this woman white, this teacher? No one's sure. Amazing, huh? If she's white lady, it's over for you in your own country. You are not allowed to speak to mine. You're white. And everybody know that the liberals don't expect the people of color to be smart. They are too dumb to know that they're in a bad school. Public schools are bad schools. They're awful. And you have to hate your kids to send them to those schools. What a mess, huh? Now she's going to lose. Well, we'll see what happens, but I don't know. And I don't even know if she's white. I'm not for sure. Let me go to Matt, a first-time call out of Illinois. Matt, you are on the air.
How are you?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
All is well.
Everything, all is well, yeah. First-time caller, man. I just started watching you about 6 months ago. And, man, a lot of your stuff makes sense.
Amazing.
But I called to let you... I called on a couple of topics. As you ran the news stories. Now I want to talk about the news stories. About the girl with the abortion, I don't see the difference. What's the difference if she was pregnant or if she had the baby, if they legalize abortion? I mean, any mom could kill their kid, right?
I rest my case. Absolutely. They say it's okay. Some people even say you can do it up to the 10th month. So, yeah, I mean, 9th month. Yes.
Why not 18?
That's right. Yeah, if it's okay to kill the child at any point, then what are they concerned about?
Yeah. Well,
what a mess, also, Matt.
It is a huge mess. I'll tell you that. And then also on the Mamdani situation, it's racist for the white people to go to his house. But it's not racist for his house to get bombed by his own people.
Wow. That's a very good point.
That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if you're gonna call a sheep black, I mean, you might as well call him all.
What a mess. I'm still blown away, Matt, that a Muslim is mayor of a city or a town or a state in the United States of America. I'm still blown away that that happened. You know trouble is coming.
Yeah, especially because, you know, New York and the Jewish power over there. I was surprised that they even allowed the Muslims go in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. I think this is all a big scam over there.
I'm getting a scam.
It's all going to be a scam over there. Sorry, I'm running back in the house.
Yeah. It's just going to get worse, yeah. Matt. Get ready. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
It's going to be another situation. New York is going to be a situation like Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Thank you, Matt. There's a problem with the line there, so thank you so much. I appreciate it. Do we need to do anything? Is that on our end or theirs?
It'll clear up.
I thought y'all had fixed that. No? Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Oh, hola, hey, Jesse. How are you today, brother?
All is well, Brady.
Hey, you guys were talking about Mandami and that bombing. What they failed to reveal to the public on the bomb powder that was used, it's called the Mother of Satan bomb powder, and it goes right back to ISIS and all the Islamic cells that are placing bombs all over the Middle East. That's their calling card.
That was the bomb that was thrown. They say was thrown in New York there.
Yes, they said it was what the bomb had nails and it was in a glass jar and it had a fuse on it. But the one thing they left out, it was the Mother of Satan bomb powder that's used by the Islamists, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda groups across the Middle East.
And how do you know that that's what it was?
Because I researched it. It's called the Mother of Satan bomb powder. Okay. Look it up.
Amazing.
In regards to...
Yeah.
Best president Israel has ever had.
Brady, your phone went out for a minute. What were you saying in regards to what?
I said in regards to the bombing in Iran by Donald Trump, who is the best president Israel ever had. They wiped out 170 girls aged 9 to 12.
But Brian, you make me think you're not telling the truth about the other thing, because Donald Trump is not the president of Israel.
Oh, he sure is. He's a puppet of them.
You don't have the right information. I thought you were giving out. So now I can't believe you about the bomb, because you just said that President Trump is the Brady. You just said the President Trump is the president of Israel. You're not making any sense. I can't believe anything you said now. What the?
Jesse, guess what? Guess who's running for president?
888-7753-773. Thank you, Brady. I can't believe anything you're saying now. President, that's our president. What the? So I'm being told that Hunter College professor Allison Freeman is white. Her photo on her web page, perhaps Jewish, but she appears to be white. Well, if she's white, and they said that she said what she said, it's over for her in her own country. And when white people say things like that, and these people, the people of color, compare to them, they love it. They try to wipe them out because the white people are afraid. They are afraid. Let me go to Brian out of North Carolina. Brian, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you, man?
All is well, Brian. Amazing.
Right on. It's good to hear from you.
You too,
buddy. I just wanted to call and answer the biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Because most men, when they get married, the wife is daddy. And when daddy tell you did something wrong, you got to go to the doghouse.
Amazing. Oh, man.
I just wanted to say that silly, Jesse. It's just funny.
Amazing. Well, I'll put my little two cents on Sunday, Brian. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I wish you well.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Please. Thank you. Let me go to Steve out of Illinois. Let's see. Yeah.
Hello?
Steve, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Steve.
Good. What's up with that caller a couple minutes ago there that... He says that Donald Trump is the president of Israel. I didn't know that Donald Trump was the president of Israel.
I don't think anyone did until today. What?
How come these guys call? They call a show and then they start to say something, and I want to listen to them, and then and then they say something silly like that, and then I don't want to listen to them anymore.
Yeah, I've been trying to listen to them, too, but they go off the deep end, and I'm like, yeah. What? You can't believe anything they're saying.
Right.
Steve, hold on. Let me take a quick break.
Okay.
I got to take a quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pure.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., the top of this hour. Did you remember to set your clock up an hour in those states where time changed? It did here in California. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. Check out Puncher TV. We have a brand new episode on Puncher TV. You can podcast PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. Thank you for your support. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. All right, I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Steve out of Illinois. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Jesse.
Go ahead.
I was originally calling about, you were talking about the Israeli soldiers. I missed a lot of that because I tuned right into the show really fast and something flashed to me. I had an idea. Are those male and female soldiers that are trying to kill themselves?
I wonder, were they females? According to the report, there, I don't see where it says if they don't have that information if it's male or female. But I wonder the same thing, Steve.
Yeah, I used to be an aircraft mechanic for one of the major airlines, and we had I never did work on LL airplanes. LL is the airline of Israel, and they've never had any terrorist incidents. Because they have good security. You know, they have an SUV that rolls around with four armed guards, and I saw one time, and there was a woman there, and they're part of the IDF, I guess, the Israeli Defense Force, or I think that's what they call them. But one of them was a young woman, and I said, I want to go over there and hit on her because she's gorgeous, you know.
you can't hit on the soldiers, man.
Yeah, she got a big gun over her shoulder, and I said, I want to get my head blown off if I say the wrong thing. I better not go hit on her.
What
I called about was, you know, these soldiers, they're committing suicide. It's no wonder because, you know, when you go off to war, you're asked to do some things that are pretty heavy, you know, and do they end up killing a kid in their anger? If you're running around with a lot of anger and upset,
yeah,
you're not going to listen to, you know, the word, the unspoken word that's coming to you from God. You're not going to listen to the moment and understand the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You're going to go with anger, or you're going to be paralyzed by confusion. So, there was a movie that it called to mind that, there's a quote in there, and I'm not going to get it just right, but it's a military movie. Derek asked me not to say the title of the movie.
Okay.
So I'm trying to talk around it. But in the movie, this character goes off and into the deep into the jungle, and he has to hunt down another soldier that's gone astray and become like this leader of these people deep in the jungle. I think it's during Vietnam.
It's a military movie, you say?
It's a military movie. It's from about the 70s.
What's the name of it?
Apocalypse Now.
Oh yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah, it's pretty old. I think it's 70s.
Yeah,
but at the end of it, like I don't watch it very often, but like it's got Marlon Brando, and in the end, when he finally catches up to you got to wait like 2 hours before you even see Marlon Brando, and when he finally catches up to Marlon Brando's character, he has this conversation. It's a really amazing conversation, and Brando tells him, that the story about like why he kind of went over the edge. And that's because he saw, like a bunch of kids, in a village had their arms chopped off. He said the NVA army came and they chopped off the arms of the kids because they vaccinated the U.S. Army vaccinated the kids, and as a retaliation, the NVA soldiers came and they chopped off the vaccinated arms of the kids, and they put them all in a pile, you know.
Man.
And he said that, yeah. And he said, I wondered, you know, within myself, I wondered how could these people who have their own, you know, wives and children that they go home, and how can they coldly just come up and just chop the arms off of these children and then go home peacefully to their families? They all have families. They're all human beings. But how did they do that dispassionately, you know?
Yeah.
And he said it was judgment. He says the fault was judgment because he wanted to tear my teeth out. You know, he said, I was so angry. I was so upset at these guys that I could tear my own teeth out, you know, amazing, at the injustice of what they did to these young children. But he realized that it was his own judgment. He says it's judgment. It's judgment that makes you fall down. So he realized that these guys, they had no judgment. They dispassionately, they went into their job. They had no anger. They had no judgment. And they could do these monstrous things and cause the enemy, which is the U.S. Army, they caused this guy, you know, Marlon Brando's character, they caused him such an upset inside that they paralyzed him, that he wasn't able to do his job.
Amazing.
And when the soldier can't do his job and he's angry and he's upset, he's going to be very quickly overwhelmed. So I can imagine these IDF soldiers wanting to kill themselves because they've done things that's haunting them. You know, they've had to kill people.
Yeah.
And the killing of another person is a very serious thing.
Amazing.
And it haunts.
I counsel with a lot of military men and women now.
I'll bet.
And what I've realized is that before they go into the military, they are already angry. They have already been traumatized. And so they're already emotional. They're already overreacting to life and situations in life. And so when they go into the military and they see those things, as you mentioned, but children being killed and all kind of stuff, they're still overreacting from that anger that they already have. They're overreacting.
Yeah.
And then they go to the so-called expert doctor or psychiatrist or psychologist, and they tell them, oh, you have post-traumatic stress disorder. And then they give them medication for spiritual issues, and it just makes things worse for them. They end up like zombies.
We had a guy that lived in my town. I worked at the post office in my small town here, Central Illinois, and we had a young guy. I never met him. I don't know what age he was, but he was a veteran, and he received medications in the mail. I always remember handling his medications, and then later I heard that he had a car accident, and his car accident was that he had a head-on collision. He drove his car head-on into some other vehicle, don't know what it was, and killed himself that way.
Amazing. So it's medications, bad, man.
Yeah, medications don't solve anything.
Not
I think dropping the anger and like that movie says, dropping the judgment. If you don't if you don't make a judgment, don't go into war angry. You know, some people like World War II, people went to war and they said, you know, I hate Japan. They waited. And that's another thing. Like with this whole Iran war, I think Roosevelt waited until perhaps, we don't know for sure, but there's controversy about it. But Roosevelt waited until Pearl Harbor was attacked and, you know, thousands of people. I don't know if it was tens of thousands, but many, many people, you know, in Pearl Harbor, our people were killed, and that whipped up all kinds of anger and upset. And you know, the next day, everybody went down. All the young men went down, and they said, well, "Let's go kill some Japs." You know, they went into war with anger, and I think that's anger is just a terrible motivating force. You don't want to use it to motivate you to do anything.
I would counsel with a guy, as you speak, I'm thinking about somebody, Counselor Don, and this man was in the military. He was totally traumatized. And I forgot what he said he was in, but then when he heard me say that he needed to drop the anger from his mother and when he was a child, he started working on that. He dropped the anger, and now he's able to overcome the trauma and everything from being in the military, killing people. And he never imagined, according to him, that he could feel free. He could be free again. He thought he was going to be like that forever because he was on medication. He was seeing these stupid so-called psychiatrists and psychologists, and they were just having him to repeat what he had gone through, but they were doing nothing to help him. He only got worse. Right. What a mess, Steve.
He had all that unfinished business inside, and it kept driving him into his head.
Yeah.
So have we got time for the Bible question? I like your Bible question, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Instead of the husband making the wife sleep on the couch?
Right. She's the one tit.
Right. I don't know, but you know, I think if the previous caller was saying something about a dog, and you know, if you let a dog into your bed, he's going to think that it's his bed, and maybe the woman thinks it's her bed. so it depends whose bed it is. I guess if she's sleeping in your bed, maybe it's better to have two beds. But I would be sure to make sure I had the biggest bed in the best room and make sure that she had the small bed in the smallest room.
I rest my case. And
maybe the kids could have the middle-sized room if I had a wife.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, Jesse.
Bye, buddy. Amazing. So Brave AI is reporting American soldiers have been committed suicide amidst the Iraq and Afghan war. It's called to Brave. What the? 888-77. Jesse, let me go to Steve out of Maryland. Steve, you are on the air. Steven.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
How are you today, sir?
All this weird, Steven. Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No.
Come closer to your phone. You sound a little...
Okay, I'm a man.
Oh, that's 100% better. What the?
Look, I'm wondering if you celebrated or acknowledged the march that went to Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, on the March the 7th.
No, I didn't even know anything about it. What is there to celebrate? Why are they celebrating that?
Yeah, to celebrate. That's what, you know.
Why are they doing that? Those are horrible times.
It was a horrible time. What happened to them? That was a horrible thing.
Amazing.
But normally, you just watch it down the street.
But why are they celebrating it? The civil rights movement was the worst thing ever happened to the blacks.
I don't think so, sir.
Why not?
It wasn't the worst thing that happened to me, and I'm black.
Why you say it wasn't the worst thing?
There was one thing I didn't have. I didn't have to worry about somebody. I had to count jars and stuff in the jars. That poll tax used to have out. It tell the number of marbles in a jar.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, well.
Have you noticed that? Ever since, are you black, Stephen?
Good end.
I'm sorry?
Good end.
No, I said, are you really black?
Good. Yeah, I'm black.
Have you noticed that the blacks have gotten worse? The blacks have gotten worse instead of better since the so-called civil rights movement?
I don't think so. I had a good time.
No.
Everything is free.
You say everything is free?
I said, everything improved for me.
Maybe for you as an individual, but for the blacks, they're begging. They're blaming. They're blaming the white man for everything. They believe that the white man can hold them back because they think that the white man is smarter than them and tougher than them. And so they didn't think that before the civil rights movement happened, so-called civil rights. But they got worse, Stephen. They can't make it.
I don't know.
They want affirmative action. They want welfare. They want everything free.
Affirmative action helps the white woman.
They want everything free.
I don't want everything free.
They want DEI.
Why are you saying they? Are you saying they?
The blacks.
Aren't you black? Well, aren't you black?
But I don't think no one can hold me down because I...
So why do you think the blacks did?
Because they stop thinking for themselves, and they want.
Did you stop thinking for yourself?
Now they are so dependent on somebody to tell them what to do, and they're relying on the government. They literally think the white man can keep them down. Isn't that amazing?
No, that's not amazing.
How were you able to make it, and you black?
I was in the military.
Oh, see, right on.
You know why I went in?
Why?
Because I didn't want to be a janitor when I graduated from high school.
Why not?
I'm not pushing. No, I went to high school.
What's wrong with being a janitor?
It's beneath me.
Beneath
you? I ain't doing no janitor work.
You so uppity, you can't be a janitor?
I'm not uppity. I'm just not going to be a janitor.
But what are you saying? Why you saying beneath you? A job is a job, man.
No, it ain't. No.
Steven, job is a job. What's wrong with earning a living being a janitor? Somebody got to be a janitor.
That's right. Let them be a janitor.
Who?
Whoever you say that's holding me down.
No. I said who? You said let them be a janitor. Who?
Whoever's holding us back, like you said. Whoever's holding us back.
But you said no one is holding you back.
That's right.
So
that ain't holding me back.
Who do you say?
That's why I'm not a janitor.
When you said let them, who are you referring to?
Who do you think I'm talking about?
The blacks.
Blacks holding blacks back.
Yeah. Blacks are their worst enemies. Their own worst enemy.
Right.
Steve, let me ask you this.
He's from Alabama, too.
Are you from Alabama?
No, sir.
Where are you from?
I'm from Maryland. Baltimore.
Were you raised? You were born and raised there?
Yes, sir.
Well, you don't know what happened in Alabama. You don't know anything about. You don't know anything about the march in Montgomery.
I went to Mississippi to train at Keesley Air Force Base in the 50s.
I know, but it was over then.
I saw what was going on in Alabama right next door.
No, you didn't.
How are you gonna tell me what I saw, Jesse?
Steven, how old are you?
I am 89
years old. Wow. And so what the blacks wanted equal civil rights. What are civil rights?
You don't know civil rights, huh?
No.
Rights are given to people who live normally.
What?
And with rights that everybody else has.
So what now?
Free and single.
But they already had that.
Who?
The blacks.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Because I saw it down in Mississippi.
No.
I saw it.
No, you didn't see that.
Why did Emmett Till... Well, let me ask you another question. Why did Emmett Till have to have instructions how to act when he went to Mississippi?
Because he was black and he didn't know how to act. You know how black people don't know how to act?
How do you mean don't know how to act?
Even when they go on a cruise, they fight. They go to McDonald's, they fight. They go to the football game, they fight. They go to a wedding, they fight. Then a funeral, they fight. They don't know how to act.
When do you hear anybody fighting at a funeral?
You ain't heard of that? That happened a lot with the blacks. But, Steven, call me again. I got to run. I do appreciate it because of time. Super, super.
Super chats.
Thank you, Steven. B Money rated the stream over there on Rumble. And speaking of Rumble, thank you, B Money.
You got to know how to Rumble. Thank you, B Money.
Nick LaBoy gave a Rumble rant talking about Bill Lockwood.
Right on.
Said that he explains the sentiment about Americans feeling about Israel's war and Israel's influence in America. And he says, Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Bill Lockwood, one of the smartest white men on the planet. And Bill is here the last Tuesday or Wednesday sometimes of the month, right here on the JLP show. Bill Lockwood, check him out.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse, and the team for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you, and thanks for helping make it possible. Thank you.
Cornerstone on Cash App gives it fire emoji.
Fire. Thank you, Cornerstone.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And then shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Pastor Chatelet, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the supporters there on the DLive crew. Thank y'all.
Good morning, DLive. Thank y'all.
And David A. says, don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took.
But I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a
wonderful world.
Wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't plan to have an A, baby.
I don't claim to be an A student.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. But maybe by being an A student, baby.
I could win your love for me?
I could win your love for me. Amazing song. Thank you for your support and reminding me of that song. They don't make music like that anymore. Amazing.
Indeed, they do not.
Yep.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
That's amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you all. Let's go to Gigi out of California. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Gigi. Amazing.
Great. I do have a question about the biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Well, I feel like that would be if the man moved to the wife's house and then he's sleeping on her bed.
Yeah, that would be a different story, that's for sure. That's why a man should never move into the wife's house.
Right, right. I agree. And any man who allows that is a weak man.
I rest my case.
I do believe that. And when you say the other way around, I don't think a man should be able to tell a woman to go sleep on the couch. That's not you, you know, loving your wife like Christ demands you to love the church.
But if she says that, and then I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, but how about if she says that, I don't want to sleep, you got to sleep on the couch. And then the man go, does he make her go or he should go?
Oh, no, if she's mad, then she should go.
I rest my case.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you, Gigi. Amazing.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. I am so out of time. I tried to get to every call, but I couldn't. And your super chats, I do appreciate it. Stay with it. That's God's way, but you're still stuck in a fallen state. Anger, resentment, judgment, hate. Stay with it. With the world today. Wrestle not against flesh and blood. Stay with it. Principalities run amok against principalities. Do the silent prayer. Be still and know God. Keep your mind where your body is at all times. And this whole week, don't think about you. And see what happens. Do not think about you for a week. That's going to be interesting. You got to work on yourself if you want to be free. And you can't. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Mike out of Alaska. And the other callers, I got to go. Hate is coming now. The Hake, H-A-K-E report. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. Stay with it, folks. Because it's got to get worse out there outside of you. You're going to get worse. Human nature is evil. Take care. Stand up for what's right if we give our plans up. I know we can have faith in the unseen while we stand up and get back to the way we were designed to be.
Track one time. Joel Friday here. Look, stand up, stand up. We got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up, man up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta living at home with my mom and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Thank you, Jay.